2 seconds, dude. I just gotta go to the bathroom real quick, and then we'll get back to zombies, alright?
I feel bad sneaking around his house like this. He really thinks I'm going to be using the bathroom, when in reality, I'm trying to find out where his sister is. Which room is hers? I think it's this one, if I remember correctly. I don't see any light from under the doorway, so she should be asleep. Perfect timing. Well, with the amount of plushies around the room, I have a good idea I'm in the right room. This is definitely the right place. And what better moment to sneak in than now, while she's fast asleep. I almost feel bad doing this without her knowledge, but I have no choice. That's why I've tried my best to stay away from this place. As much as I love hanging out with my best friend and spending time with him, I can't do it as often as I used to. Especially not when his sister's around. Every time I see her, it's like there's a war in my stomach between hunger and butterflies. The smell of her blood is so overwhelming. I've never in my life had more of a craving for someone's blood than I do hers. Doesn't help that she's as pretty as she is either. Just makes me want to have her even more. But no one even knows that I'm a vampire. I mean, why would I tell anyone? They'd think I'm some sort of freak and be scared of me. That's kind of rich coming from me right now, given what I'm trying and failing to stop myself from doing. I mean, look at her, just lying there. She's like a beautiful doll, with her hair perfectly in place, looking so at peace. I should leave. I should really be leaving right now, but I can't. I'm so hungry. Just one little drop. I'll do it so gently she won't even notice a thing. She hasn't woken up to me talking to myself for the past few minutes, so she must be a deep sleeper. I should make sure, though, just in case. Psst. Hey. Good morning. You're late for work. Okay, she's definitely fast asleep. I couldn't have timed this any better. Finally, after fighting my instincts for so long, tonight is the night I finally get a taste of her sweet blood. I'll do it very gently, so that when she wakes up, she'll just think it's a mosquito bite or something else. Just have to, tilt her head to the side gently and expose more of her neck. Her soft, delicate skin. This is really inappropriate right now, having your brother's best friend in your room, looking over you in bed, but I promise I can explain. No, please, please. Don't shout for your brother. It's not like that at all. Look, if I tell you, you won't believe me, and I do want to tell you, it's just, this is going to sound really crazy, and I'm kind of scared you won't buy it. Right. Okay, this is going to sound insane, but I'm a vampire. For a while now, I've been having to hold back my urges when I'm around you because of your smell, your blood. It's like nothing I've ever smelled before. That's why you don't really see me over here anymore. Your presence makes me so nervous, and it doesn't help either that you're kind of beautiful. I think that's partly why I'm so attracted to your blood. Because I'm staying over, I thought this would be the perfect opportunity for me to listen to my cravings for once and have a quick snack. I know, I'm sorry. You must be terrified right now. I didn't mean for you to wake up. I'm really regretting doing this now. I'm sorry. It's not an excuse to get into your bed or something. I promise. I can prove it. Touch my skin. Touch it. See? It's ice cold. And put your hand on my chest right there. See? You don't feel a heartbeat, right? Can't exactly be hot and bothered without those now, can I? But please don't tell anyone about this. Can we maybe keep it between us? I still want to lead a normal life as much as possible, and yeah, I probably will drop the sneaking into the room type of thing, because that's definitely not okay either, and again, I'm really sorry. Can we just forget about this now? Thanks. You're really cool for that. Anyway, I better get out of your way. This won't happen again. What? You want me to stay? Why would you want me to stay? Especially the fact that I was just about to feed on you. You sound just as crazy as me now. I mean, I'm definitely not going to say no if you ask, but probably won't exactly be able to warm you up under the covers. You know, this really is the opposite of what I thought this outcome would be. Every time I ever envisioned telling someone that I'm a vampire, I didn't imagine that they'd invite me to lie with them. I was thinking more screaming, running away, calling the police. Well, I'm glad you don't think I'm such a monster, even after that. I don't think I'm a monster myself, actually. I know I have these urges, but I've always done a really good job of fighting them. I know my limits and when to stop if I ever do cave into them, but you are just so irresistible. You don't even realize it. It's honestly dangerous for me to even be this close to you. The hunger is getting even stronger by the second. I don't know how much longer I can hold it back. I want you. You want me to feed on you? But why would you let me do that? I know I said that I know my limits, but I can never fully promise that I could just stop straight away. Not when my meal is as perfect as you are. Fine. If you really want me to, I will. Close your eyes for me and just relax. The best and most pain-free way to do this is for you to be calm so that you don't tense your muscles up and to keep your blood pressure low. There we go. I can feel your heartbeat slowing down. Okay, you're becoming more calm, despite probably being as nervous as I am. If I had a heartbeat, it most definitely would be going faster than yours right now. Okay, here we go.
Okay. I stopped. It's okay. It's all over now. Yes, you tasted just as good as I imagined. I think my urges are satisfied for the time being. That should last me a few months. What can I say? Prettier the girl, the longer she can keep me going. Are you blushing? Hey, I might not blush, but I can certainly tell when someone else is. I meant what I said, though. I know it's weird coming from me, because I'm your brother's best friend, but... yeah. So what about you? Do you have any urges you would like me to fulfill for you? You know, for being ever so kind as to let me fulfill mine. Yeah, you're right. It's only fair that I kiss your neck better after I made those holes. In all honesty, how do you feel? You feeling any drowsiness? You feeling tired? That's perfectly normal. I think you should get some proper rest now, especially after the night you've had. And also, because I kind of forgot about your brother. I don't know how he would react if he came looking for me and caught me in bed with his sister. I don't know how to explain that. I think even the vampire thing would be less crazy at this point. Where does he think I am? Oh, I just told him I was going to the bathroom. Come here, lie on my arms. Yeah, they're pretty cold, but everyone likes the cool side of the pillow anyway, so... comfy. Good. You just rest there. I'll play with your hair. Try to get you to sleep quicker. You need it. Shh. Hey. You're meant to be sleeping, not asking me lots of questions. If I tell you about myself, will you promise you're not going to keep asking questions? Because you need to sleep. Okay, I'll tell you as much as I can remember. Shh. Now, I know you're expecting some big spicy story about how I came to be, but in reality, I was always like this. I was born a vampire. My parents are vampires, and all my other family are, as far as I know. And no, we don't go around killing people for blood either. We make do with animals we find in the wild. And I can eat a pizza from time to time, too. I try to be as normal as possible. That's why I went to a normal school and met your brother. He was like the only friend I've ever had and hasn't judged me or anything. Lots of people think I'm weird because, oh, the quiet kid, you know. But your brother and your family were always chill about me. That's why I didn't really mind coming over to your place, but I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I had to start distancing myself from you all. Not because your brother did anything wrong, but because of, well, I guess you. I don't know what came over me, but I started to get this strong pull toward you. And I can start to smell your blood. I think it's because I started to develop a little crush on you, too. Yeah, that's probably what kicked all of this off. But of course, I could never do anything about it because you're my best friend's sister. Like, I could never do that to him. So I'd ghost him, turn down invites, time and time again. But I realized that I couldn't keep doing that any longer. I just had to face this problem head on, and that's what I was doing today. It was my first sleepover in a long time, and I really thought I could do this. Nearly lasted the full night, fighting my urges, but I'm really mad that I couldn't have kept this up until it was time for me to go home. On the other hand, this amazing thing we're having between us, or at this moment, wouldn't have happened if I wasn't a total weirdo tonight and snuck into your room like that. I don't know what this makes us now, though. Like, we aren't a couple, but we aren't dating either. I think we just maybe mutually like each other. Maybe we should get to know each other better, too, after tonight. I'll feel bad, of course, having to sneak around behind your brother's back, but now that you know my secret, I feel closer to you than I have to anyone else. Strange that might sound. The way you didn't judge me and not look at me as a monster, even finding out about my secret. It's kind of when I figured out you were someone worth treasuring, keeping by my side. I don't want to lose you. I really want us to hang out, get to know each other more. I'm really interested to know more about you. I'm just drawn to you. Remind me tomorrow to get your number so we can hang out sometime. Just the two of us. I know you're sleeping, but I hope you like the sound of that. Better go now. As much as I would like to have spent the full night with you, I can't. Your brother is probably about to go on a hunt for me.